Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
No, don't sleep with animals. That's hard lessons. It's illegal. You'll get jail time. Hard jail time. Don't do that. That's mean.
Maybe the horse was being aggressive and he no. Should go to jail.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Guys, welcome to the Wednesday podcast when we do our best to keep you abreast of anything that's happening. And TV, social media, or anything that is just
juicy
shop talk, because you never want to end up somewhere and people are talking about shit and you want to get involved and you're like, I have nothing to contribute. All I know about is my kids and my husband.
Well,
and my finances.
That YouTuber who abused her kids.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, she's charged.
What's and her name? It's not Ruby Crate. What is
it's
it?
It's Ruby like plus eight or
40 years or something. Like Gonzo. You abused your children.
Mm-hmm.
I really need an interview with her.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. No, not, she was sorry, not me personally. I like to watch one.
She was brainwashed 100%, but
so that woman was able to brainwash her enough that she lost a sense of her maternal instincts to be a mother.
I think it was she had a following. I think people wanted. She was like a cult leader. I think that people responded to having like a leader tell them what to do. And, you know, they used religion as a way of like roping them in. And this they would say things and people be like, oh, right, I should do it. Like, you know, really strict boundaries. And I mean, she full on abused her children on social media and multiple people called. And
what's like the worst thing that she did? Sorry, I know they're all bad, but give me an example of one of the bad things she did.
Like, didn't feed them, tied them up with like duct tape.
And she didn't give them food because they were misbehaving?
She thought two of them were basically possessed.
She believed that two of her children were possessed by the devil.
Kind of possessed. Like, they were bad. They're bad kids.
And after they got out from, like, let's say, being confined, they went and be bad again?
Well, we don't know. No, they were just bad kids. Because when she got arrested, remember, she said to them, well, you're going to find out yourself what's wrong with them. Kind of like Psycho. Mm. Like, those two are possessed. In a way, she didn't say possessed.
How many kids did she have? Five?
Six.
Okay.
And the grown-up one who was gone was like, my mom's a psycho. Like, help. Like, they called Children's Aid on her. They're called our Children's Aid Protective Services multiple times. Her audience were like, this is not okay. Someone go check. They did go check. And then they carried on. So, I mean, it just felt like it was a very...
Where's the dad?
She's like, you're out. Like, I guess, like, he didn't subscribe to her messaging. He was about to be charged, but he didn't because he wasn't allowed to see them anymore. She literally lost the plot.
And she's not old at all.
Mm-mm. No, she's not old.
And what happens to the woman who brainwashed her?
Jail. Jail too. And they were making money. Like, money off of this.
What was... So the woman who became a business partner with her for, like, social media and stuff like that, what was her... what was her purpose in life? Parenting? Parenting expert.
Yeah, with no kids. It was wild.
At least they get to go live with their dad who's normal, right?
I don't know if they actually are. Her name was Ruby Frankie. I don't know if they actually are because they're debating whether or not she was given maximum sentence.
Because you know when, what's the other one called? The one whose mother Munchausen her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That dad, it was kind of sad because he was such a nice guy and the family was such a nice guy. But he felt like he couldn't do anything. But in reality, like as a parent, he knew it wasn't right. He feels so bad about it for sure. But he could have stopped things.
Sorry, she actually did convince them they were evil and possessed and they needed to be punished and repent.
Those poor children.
Yeah, the two of them. Yeah. And I think the other ones were really strict and she was like nice-ish to them, like would feed them and stuff. But basically their punishments were like, you don't eat, you don't
get
a bed.
It's so amazing that one of those kids was able to escape and tell. Because sometimes you're so brainwashed and afraid and you don't know any different and you're just too scared.
Well, she was publishing it on YouTube. Like, that's what's wild.
How was she making money off the views on YouTube? Yeah, or were people buying her parenting programs?
Both. And she had so many followers.
So hopefully all that money goes to the kids.
That's a great point, Natalie. Yeah, that is a great, great look. Yeah, and they're both gone. They're both gone in jail. 60 years.
Like, you would think once her brainwashing got filtered out and she looks back at what she did to her kids, because I can't imagine that before she met the person who brainwashed her that she was a horrible woman.
Oh, I think, you know? I think that when you live in a world where you're so disillusioned and people are subscribing and liking your video and they're like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. You don't have right from wrong. And then when you have someone feeding you the same information, you just buy your own Kool-Aid. You're like, oh yeah, I'm doing it. Look at me. And I think
you know, the kids were like starving.
I think people can convince themselves of anything as normal, especially when it goes to, when you throw religion into that.
Yeah, that's true.
When you put religion into the world of like what makes it normal, because she would basically take what she wanted from whatever Bible she followed and apply it and be like, no, they need to repent for their sins.
So I watched a Dateline yesterday. I probably called my brother six times. He didn't pick up because he is a religious Dateline watcher like myself.
He is?
Oh my gosh. Doesn't miss one. He's ahead of me always. We used to watch them when we lived together, like all the time. So this is a craziest story. This young boy went into an interrogation room and he said he knew nothing so many times. And they basically coerced him to admit that he killed and raped this girl. And he went to jail for 25 years.
But he didn't do it.
Not even at all. Not even a little. Wasn't there. Wasn't a part of it. Didn't know any of the details. But when he was interviewed in the room, the person who was actually the policeman used to also be a like almost like a counselor at school. So they had a close relationship. So he kept saying to him, like, you know, we trust each other. Like, you can trust me. Like, if you tell me these things, it won't be as bad for you.
How long was the interrogation?
It was it was over multiple days, and then they let him out, and then they went and got him again, and they were like, "What was she wearing?" And then he was like, "I don't know what she was wearing." And then he'd be like, "Was her pants one leg on, one leg off?" The next time, what was she wearing? Her pants were one leg on, one leg off.
So he did the interrogator get charged?
No, and in fact, I don't know if it's that particular interrogator, but one of the people that was really involved in it ended up becoming the mayor, and he ended up actually right around when the guy actually got out of jail. He died of Alzheimer's, so he's not really here to see what happened. But this guy, 25 years, and I guess he doesn't have like a really great lawyer. His parents don't have money. It doesn't sound like anyone's really fighting for it. So he goes in there, and throughout all the years, Dateline would go and interview him because the mother of the deceased was like, there is more to this story, until she got to a point where she was like, it was not him. She watched every second of the interrogation and she couldn't believe what she was seeing. She's like, that boy didn't do it. They convinced him to admit to it. And so she was on a hunt and said, he needs to get out of jail. He's not the one who did it. We need to find out who did it. And as time went on with DNA and that one woman who's really, really good. If we ever have a problem, we're definitely hiring the blonde hair, and she does the family trees, yeah, genealogy.
Yeah.
So she always finds the answer. Okay. So she ended up getting
hired. There's another one, a brown hair one too, who does women's rights.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But this woman, I mean, everyone should just hire her.
Okay.
And she ended up doing the family tree, finding the people, finding someone, got the DNA, didn't really work out. And she's like, you have to think of everything. There could be adoption. There could be babies that were born that the dads didn't know about, because it has to come, the DNA and the bloodline has to come from like the dad. And
always?
Or whatever they were looking for. They had semen. They had pubic hair. It was pubic hair.
How old was the girl that died?
They were like 17.
Wow.
And
the semen and pubic hair matched him?
It was
him?
Pubic hair. Nothing matched him. But they convinced him to say that there was three people in the room. And he said who they were, because they told him who to say it was, and it was his two friends. And
did they go to jail?
They didn't go to jail because there wasn't enough evidence against him. So they had to put him in jail because he committed. He agreed to. He
this
said he did it.
This is heartbreaking.
But there was absolutely no DNA. I mean, he did not have a good lawyer or whatever. And so the mom finally proves it. This lady who's the genealogy, they find the guy. He was a man that lived across the street who was currently now a father of three children and maybe like 58 years old now. It was 25 years before. He was high and drunk, and he came across the street. He went across the street, and he's like, just kind of like,
he admitted it,
raped her. But then she started to fight back. So that's when I cut her. And yeah,
he was a casual about it.
He ended up being like, he got himself 25 years and a whole life. He was like, well, they're like, we have your pubic hair. Like, it's you. So he was like, he told the story. So this guy gets out, and he's just like, I feel lucky because you guys never let go of the story. Her mom never let go of the story. And so it never died, because there's so many people probably in jail where the story just dies out and nobody fights for it. But that mother was so obsessed. She was going to live her every waking moment to find out either who those other two people were in the room or to see who really
and
did
it. And there was no one else in the room.
Mm-mm, not at all. And
that is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. So this guy gets out.
Yeah.
And he's interviewed his last time with the interview guy who is Chandler Bing's stepfather. What's his name?
Oh, yes. The Dateline special. Wait, hold on. I'm going to take a break, because the Dateline special always wraps it up beautifully.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes.
He had gotten out of jail. He ended up getting married, became the stepdad to a couple of kids, a nice lady.
How old was he when he got out?
So he was like 40, like six.
When he got out?
Yeah.
And he went in when he was like 20.
Yeah. What's 46 minus 25?
I don't know.
20?
19.
Yeah. And he gets married, whatever. It's lovely. It's not working out and they're going through a divorce, which is fine, whatever. And she ends up getting in a car wreck and dies.
The wife?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
This all happens within like a year. And then he's like, well, shit, like that sucks because now our kids don't have a mom. And also I never really got to like finish it with her. You know, they were going through the divorce. He wanted to finish. He didn't want her to die or anything like that. So then a couple of months later, he goes off to Vegas and they have him like on the camera. He's having so much fun. He's celebrating. By the way, he lobbied for a bunch of things. He got a lot of things changing. He ended up getting $13 million.
Oh, wow.
Which, of course, you should if you spent 25 wrongly accused. He got $1 million from one place and then 13 million. He wasn't so hungry for the money. He was fighting for things. He was fighting for lots of laws to be changed and he got some. So he's in Vegas, you know, finally, like he's free. He's now like doesn't even have a wife and he's in Vegas and they see him like on the slots having so much fun. Goes into his room, trips on something, hits his head on a table and dies.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Then they do the investigation. Turns out it was murder. He was murdered at 47 years old. It was my last moments and they were like, oh, you'd think it would end like that. Someone like that should have all these great things, but that's not always how it goes. That was, and what's the fucking karma of that? So now it is, they open an investigation to find out because he had blunt.
It's a true story.
Everything is true. So now they have to do an investigation. Who killed him? That was his life. 25 years in jail, comes out. Wife dies, murder. Follow the money.
Whoa.
Could you believe that?
No.
How is that fair?
What does his family think?
You know, not one person in his family was interviewed during all the years that Chandler's stepdad, because you see him through all, he visits him in jail. He sees him in the beginning. He sees everything. He always says, I didn't do it. Like they made me say it. And his last one, he was like, this is the last time I'm going to talk about. And the interviewer's like, he's such a nice guy. Like he's always been, he's never really been super mad about anything. And he said, this
who murdered him?
Well, I'd like to know who was his beneficiary? Was it his stepkids? Like, who was he leaving his money to? I'm not seeing any family anywhere. Who did
What's
he leave
name?
The money to?
You can just leave that like that. That would drive me crazy.
And then it ended. So now I feel like Dateline is going to be committed to find, like, doing this investigation.
When did he get murdered?
I think their last interview was September 2023.
This is just recent?
Yeah, in fact, he might have died in January.
Just now?
Yeah.
Accused of murder.
25 years in jail. And then murdered in...
Jabbar Walker?
Let me see him. Jabbar doesn't sound familiar. No.
Okay, I guess there's a lot of people who are accused murder after 25 years.
And you can put in a Dateline, too, because it was a huge Dateline story. So I was dying to talk to my brother yesterday to be like, did you fucking see this one? Like,
and
what?
Murdered.
In Vegas.
Vegas. Shooting.
He didn't get shot.
No, not shooting.
But he died from a blunt force trauma to his head.
And you're telling me in Vegas, they don't have a million cameras of him walking home with somebody or someone was Chris Tapp?
Yeah. Do you have a picture of him?
Looking.
Do you have a little hair tuft?
Wow. Wow. I'm looking for him, you guys.
He's a really nice guy, too. And at one point, the mom.
That's not little. That guy?
Yes, sorry. And his last one, his big one, a few years before, it was small.
That's wild.
So now we have to see. When did he die?
He died. He died. Sorry, guys. Served 20 years. 2019. I had to move forward. Blah, blah, blah. And then confessing. Let's just get to the next one.
It was really, really sad. And he said, you know, I never got the chance to be a father because I was in jail during my, you know, childbearing years.
Yeah.
So I missed out just on so many things. Thank God he got money. But he ended up being like, yeah, a really like a.
On October 29th.
Dateline owes him an investigation. And also where
is. A fight inside a hotel room. There was a fight. So they know there was a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no additional details about his death.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas, who said he's been acting as a liaison between Las Vegas police and the mother. There's no autopsy, and he declined to comment further.
Because originally they thought he slipped and fell and hit his head on a table, and then they went back and went, nope, homicide, open case.
Wow.
I can't imagine all the things that probably like happen, and if you can't get good legal.
He was actually in a coma. He didn't die right away.
I wonder who his money was left to.
I don't know if he's dead or if he's in a coma now.
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Mm-hmm, dead.
He's dead.
I saw his funeral. I saw them carrying his coffin.
Well, that guy has a, he should write a book. He's dead. But someone should write a book. Someone should write a book for that guy. That's crazy.
Poor guy.
Did he leave any life lessons in jail?
I don't know about that, but when he came out, he definitely went and fought for some laws, and he won them. And he was sort of an advocate. Oh, yes. He was an advocate.
Okay.
He became an advocate in that very short time when he was out of jail.
Okay.
But, you know, it's so crazy. And then my night ended with, because what's great about these shows is, you know, the story on TikTok.
Yeah.
Then Dateline does it. Then you get a.
I should get on TikTok for it.
A 48 hours for it.
Yeah.
And then you'll get a Netflix special for it. So the one that's really going around now is the girl who apparently killed her husband with fentanyl and wrote the children's book.
Oh, yeah. That's old, though.
But it's still in. She's in
jail.
Yeah, she's in jail holding, and they're not going to have the court case till 2025. So it isn't done at all.
What about Love is Blind? Is that the show that everyone's talking about?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I've watched Love is Blind once, and I liked it. But
what's
I feel
the premise
like it's got,
of it?
So Love is Blind is you basically meet and date people behind a wall. You don't see each other.
Is that where they're sitting there talking, but it's like a wall mm-hmm. you can't see?
Mm-hmm. They're both in a living room. And
you can talk to anyone, right?
Yeah, you go on different dates with people. You can ask to get another date with another person.
Okay.
And then there's the moment where you get to see each other. And sometimes they propose to each other.
Yeah. Love is Blind season 6. Meet the engaged pairs who found love in pods. Some of them are engaged without ever meeting. Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. One in the season that I watched, one couple, I think they're still together. I know. And that was years ago.
For how long are they going to be together? Like forever? So they talk. How long do they talk for before they're married?
I don't know how long they're in there for. If I'm going to guess, I'm going to say a month.
So they talk for a full month.
They can, but you can go on different dates. And then sometimes you have to, of course, kind of break. One really likes the person. And then you sort of have to choose. And then and then they're like, oh, no, you got. They can describe themselves.
Love triangles are inevitable in this setup. Mm-hmm. And this season has been no exception. In total, 5 couples got engaged and headed to the Dominican Republic for a romantic getaway. After returning home.
Sorry. And you get to go on these like first nights with them together.
The engaged couples grappled with the realities of day-to-day life and were able to reconnect with their exes from the pods. And then they get married.
How long are they in the pods for?
They are in the pods.
And here's the other thing, Kat, that you need.
30 days, I think.
Okay, so the thing that you need to note is a lot of these people are like attractive.
Yeah.
And some of them have like good jobs.
What if you're not attractive?
Well, it's a good way to really win with your personality, I suppose.
They're going to find out who gets married February 28th. So that's coming up.
It's on Wednesday.
We're going to have to watch it.
Birthday tomorrow.
Sorry, what?
She's celebrating in Montana, right?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, February 27th.
I don't know if adult birthday should exist.
I totally agree.
Like, unless and you plan it for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what I feel.
I totally agree.
I feel like if you are, oh God, they, you know what, guys? Mm. I'm going to catch up on Love is Blind. Maybe I'll watch it with Olivia.
Okay, well, then I'll watch it too. We
should
watch it.
We should just like crash course it because we're going to, like, we are.
Is there a new one coming out?
Well, this one's about to end. So we need to watch the ending.
Oh, it's not over?
No, it's about to be. We find out there's a few more like season finales.
Okay, so we have to quickly go back.
They look like a couple.
But I saw a clip today where she had her Find My on and she said to him, you were with the ex one. Mm. And he goes, no, I was just like around a garbage. She's like, you weren't anywhere near there. You were in, let's just say, she said the east side, and that's exactly where she lives. And then you see him go like this.
Okay. Well, we got to watch it. I mean,
we could do a little bingy when I get back from the dentist. Quickie. Yeah,
forget podcasting. We'll just start binge watching Love is Blind. And I'll give, I mean, I like the show where my relationships fascinate me.
Mm.
Relationships and like how, like the, they don't look young. Those people don't look young. So it feels like it's like a last ditch effort to like hook up. Agree?
I mean, yes, they're not 22.
Right. It's not like they're just going to pound town. Like they're looking for relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're looking for love.
Yes.
Would you go on one? If you were divorced, would you a divorced one?
Probably.
Divorced, single, ready to mingle.
Maybe for fun I would do it. I mean,
Paradise Island.
Yes. I watched, that's where I fell in love with Johnny. He was on the one where
I remember Johnny.
It was on a rooftop in Vegas and it was during COVID. What is that show called? Not Love is Blind. And that's where fucking what's his name? Harry made his breakout role. Harry the
Harlow. That's Jack Harlow.
No, Harry, who's now he's.
Yes, your guy. I know. You guys don't know. I don't know who Harry is, but Harry's this guy that like turned his 2 seconds of fame into massive seconds of fame.
He's like, I think he's met like, he's been in things with J-Lo. He's been on.
Is he a dancer?
Nope. But he's very tall.
Okay.
And not a traditionally handsome man. This is what I kept trying to say to Mark, because Mark, like, why do all the girls like him? Because he's so like boyish. I go, there's something about his personality that makes him so sexy, and it's really a boyish charm.
Okay.
Because he doesn't.
It's not Harry Josie, right?
Yeah.
Harry Josie?
Yeah. He is.
Wow.
It's like he's giggly and fun and nice and funny, really funny.
Okay.
But also sexy. And that kind of a combination is kind of rare. You know, to be goofy but sexy. And now he is under the
he's real tall.
That really works for him. And he's got a nice body. And he's just been signed to the Unwell
network. I can see. And he is now called Boyfriend Material.
Oh, he sure is.
That's his podcast.
And his accent is
cute.
What's
he going to talk about?
He talks very candidly about everything.
Hooking up with people?
Details. Like, he has no filter. Nothing. No filter.
You know, it's no different than Taylor Swift singing about her songs, and everyone can assume who it's with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think he would flat out say it. Because everyone knows his life, right? Because he doesn't have a private life.
But are you allowed to say it legally on a thing?
I think you are.
You're allowed to say, I hooked up with...
I think you absolutely are.
That is such
are.
A different world, because I am telling you, if I was young and dating people or dating, I would be so nervous of the internet and what they would say about you or what they could say about you, or like, I don't even know how that guy could have if you could see two people, the Love is Blind guy, you couldn't. I mean, not that I would see multiple people, but like, there is no, you have an interpretation of you before you even step out in the world of what someone may be of you, because they've dated you, and then you can do a deep dive in them in 1 second.
It would be terrible. Not to mention if you were to do anything like in bed or anything like that.
Like fart.
Yeah, and then they could just laugh and joke about it.
And then be like, she farted.
Yeah, and she farted Ben. She's like,
she farts. She queefs every time she, yeah. If you had something like interesting about you, she squirts every time she.
And Harry is very open and he just giggles. So it makes everything okay.
Because he giggles?
Yeah, and I'm trying to see.
It makes everything okay.
He's been linked up to some famous people. Like famous people like him.
Like hooking up.
Yeah, who's Harry been with?
I just think that if you can you do an NDA before you make out with someone?
I honestly think that's the only way to protect yourself.
Like, can you be like NDA? We're not making out. Do you think?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Like in real life, like carry on little legal papers before you have one exam.
Like, you know, you have a friend who's dating. Could you be like, okay, before we go any further, we're going to sign an NDA before we do anything. Would you do an NDA before you start?
I would.
I would too.
Yeah.
Because your kids are online now?
Yes.
Do they sign NDAs?
Okay. Who has he dated? How's that king doing?
Huh?
The king that's got cancer.
I don't think he's doing great because they're all coming out and saying things and like he's crying and I don't know.
Oh, it's things are happening?
Well, no, they're saying how much it means to him. And, wow.
Perfect.
And how much the world means to him. And I feel like
the king is?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing final words?
I'm not saying that. That is not what I'm saying. Killing the king. I'm saying it seems like they're not giving an update on how he is. Maybe they are, but I have not seen it. They're not saying it's a great one to recover from.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Why is Harry Jost not coming up? How do you spell his last name?
Wassey.
Pardon?
Wassey.
How do you spell it?
Wassey. I don't know. Harry Wachowski. Hold on.
Didn't you say Jost? Jost?
Jowsey. Josie. Jowsey?
That's his last name.
Jowsey. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there he is.
You got him? Mm-hmm. And you like him, right?
Oh, if you were to watch him, you like accidentally get like
into
pulled
him.
In.
Okay.
He's from New Zealand, so he's got a really cute accent. I'm not usually into accents. He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
he's on the Caller. He was on Live Caller Daddy.
Oh, they love him.
He was engaged Too Hot to Handle castmate Francesca. I remember when he got engaged to Francesca.
Oh, now you
that
know.
That was written in the cards.
Now you know.
He's been romantically linked to Georgia Hasarati.
Nope. Okay. Not a clue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's so cute.
You love him.
Yeah.
How old is he?
26.
That's young.
It's very young.
Too young for you?
I did actually did see a hockey player being interviewed on the TV yesterday.
Okay.
And he was like, he had a hat on, I think, but like I was looking at his actual face.
Okay.
And he actually had a nice face.
Okay.
So I looked up how old he was.
Yeah.
And he's 35.
Holy shit, that's
old. Pretty old.
Holy shit, that's old.
But he's 5'10".
That's very short.
He's really good. And then I was on Instagram and I saw my son, like, because I had personally looked him up.
Yeah.
My son had posted him. So I was like, oh, you think he's good too? Well, I'm trying to think what his name is. But yeah, he's got a nice looking face with a hat on.
How I've never heard of a hockey player who's 34 blows my mind.
His last name is Kane.
Paul? I just made that shit up.
Kane, NHL. Anyways, I was getting excited for a minute because there was nowhere that he's not married. And his family is the most beautiful family. He's got three little sisters and they're gorgeous. And I was like, this family is crazy. And he has a baby mama though.
That's okay.
But they're together. And she's a model.
So they're together.
Yeah, Kane. He plays for the Detroit Red Wings. But what's your first name, sir?
Patrick Kane. Did I just say that before?
No,
you said Paul. I said Paul. I felt like it was a P.
Yeah, Patrick.
And I don't know how the hell I know that.
Oh, and he's funny when he gets interviewed.
Oh, he's funny.
So I was like, there was a chance I might have a crush on a hockey player, which would be really far-fetched. And then 5'10". And
you liked Max's favorite player.
Oh, my God. He's so good looking. Yeah. I need to do more on that.
Well, Max loves him, and he wants to go to Nashville to see him play.
Because he's the most handsome person in the NHL?
I don't think that's why Max loves him. Max loves him because he is a defenseman, and he is a captain, and his, yes.
Yeah. What's his name again? Babe Alert? He's a Babe Alert.
Hold on. Yossi. Yossi. J-O-S-I. I don't know his first name.
You know who else is a Babe, actually?
Who?
That Tom that grew up in our neighborhood. Tom Wilson. That guy is a babe.
Wow. You got
like
so,
a real babe.
You have so many babes in your life right now.
Both the babes
What's
have,
his name?
Both babes have black hair.
Roman Yossi. Roman Yossi.
What a handsome babe. Look at that guy. Look at his eyes.
Yeah, and he's
look at his lips. Look at his nose.
And he's older. Like he's not a baby. Yeah. He's 33.
Good hairline. Nice jawline.
Yeah.
He's got a sparkle in his eyes. You know those people?
Yes, he's like me.
You have a sparkle in your eye.
For sure I do. Yeah. Sparkles all the time. I just sparkle when I walk.
So funny. When I see a sparkle in an eye, it's like, it's unique.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
I know, thank you. I'm unique and special.
There are a lot of things about you. You're all special
in your own little way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roman Yossi,
Tom Wilson, and a sitting down Patrick Kane with a hat on.
You can sit cross-legged. On a booster chair for you. That's me. Cat, take that back. Nat just needs really tall. And I think if you set, like, unless he's a very tall torso.
Okay, so if he's got torso.
His legs, you need to sit, you need to do yoga with him.
Okay, he could wear a little, he could have a little booster seat because we're coming up to a restaurant and these three men are at the table. So he can have a little booster.
And real pants on. Not bathing suit, like real pants.
Well,
bathing suit
It's shorts. Not a clear table. I can't see under the pants, the table.
They better be good pants with good shoes.
I'm not looking at the shoes. He's never coming up from the table.
Oh, he's just
never standing up. None of these three guys are ever standing up.
He's sitting the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the two of you, I mean, the two of us, we go for dinner with them. We just have conversations. And in the
conversations?
End, yeah, funny ones, cocktails, have fun. And in the end, we vote who has the most charming personality.
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. But don't stand up. Oh, it's like Love is Blind, but at a teppanyaki table. They're on one side, we're on the other side.
The key is we can't judge based on height.
Oh, but you know how tall he is.
True, but I haven't. But his charm might overtake it all.
Yeah, and he's in a booster seat, so it's all good.
Yeah, Harry could come too.
Oh, he caught it. It's not going to go well for the 5'10 guy. If Harry's like, what, 6'6?
But I think
you need like a 5'7er to make the other one look super tall.
Okay, I'm sure we could find some.
Thank yeah.
You. Yeah.
Just so you know, Nat's fetish is very tall.
Mm.
Very tall. Like you have to be above 6'4", basically, to be attractive when you've got a crush.
Mm. And if it is that, you better bounce back.
You better work.
You better bounce back.
You better bounce because she is going to
grr. I would literally look over at you just because you're tall. And I don't even if you look kind of weird.
Really?
Better than short for me.
What about Shaq?
For sure.
Ooh, really?
But Shaq said something we didn't like recently. Remember?
Yeah, he did. Mm. Yeah, but he's 6'7 or something.
I'd still do it.
6'9.
I'd just do it still.
You'd have to get a ladder.
And I'd have to use one of those like...
Climbing on up. Here I come.
Probably I'd have to use one of those like... What are those?
Expanders for your vagina.
Exactly. I'd have to go to the gynecologist like every few weeks. A little stretch.
Yes.
And then I'd have to sleep in it, but only in the, you know, first I'd have to sleep in it all day, then only at night.
Then they'd have to put like a rubber trampoline in there. So every time it hit it, it would bounce. So it didn't go all the way up and hit you in the throat.
It hit you in the throat. So you get sinus infections.
Exactly. Sinus infections. Yep. There you go.
Life
lessons.
Really
if you're grade 8. Yes, that's a true story.
Sometimes I think about, I'm curious, if a guy's penis is really, 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 really long.
Yes.
Long. Let's not talk about girth right now.
It can damage your internal organs.
So how can he ever have fun? And sorry, not really, really, not like a freak. Just like a really long penis.
Yeah, that you can damage.
How far is our hole?
Not, you can damage.
Where does it end?
About a foot.
And when... It ends. What does it end in?
It hits a...
A wall?
Yeah.
Cervical wall?
Yeah.
So we have like a two... Like
and
a,
you can
like
hurt... A, you can damage that.
Cervical wall.
Yeah. It's like this.
Can you break through a cervical wall to get to something else?
Well, yeah, you can have internal damage.
And then what's next after the internal wall?
Death.
Your heart.
No.
What's above it?
Your stomach. And your
kidneys. Your stomach.
And your intestines.
Oof.
So you'll get shit all over your dick if you're not careful.
And he'd be like, don't shit my dick.
And you're like, sorry, you went
your
too
penis
high.
Penis is too long.
Yeah. That was health class with
I
me.
I want stories.
I just gave them to you.
No, real life stories of a penis that was too long.
Okay.
Please send in for Friday's podcast. Because we know it's happened, so I want to know. Medical.
Just, you know, I made all that up. I don't know what ends where.
Oh, come on. We have to have a cervical lining wall. It has to end somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't think it goes to your intestines. I was just telling you something. So
well,
I know
it
you
has
like,
to be something.
I like you know when I know you like when I commit.
Because it'd be crazy if the penis was so long that it shot all the way through and it came out the back of your throat.
You would die. It would spear you. You know you couldn't do that.
Has that ever happened?
For sure.
Be a sharp penis. I'd have to have really sharp things on
that's
the end of it.
That's never happened. Unless maybe they've tried to sleep with a horse.
Has anyone ever done that?
For sure. For sure.
A woman?
For sure. For sure. Of course. If you can dream it, it's happened.
Why'd they do it?
I don't know them, but I've never seen it. I'm just guessing.
Why'd they do it?
Probably to see if they... What would happen? That's called beast. Don't do that. It's illegal.
If an animal...
Illegal.
...puts its sperm inside of a woman...
I'm going to barf.
...could she get pregnant?
No.
Who said?
Me.
Well...
You can't have a newt.
That's how I got here.
You know what a Hercules newt is? It's a newt.
Are you sure?
You're
listen,
a newt.
Listen. You were the newt. Newts aren't real, but... These books that people read from a million years ago are real.
I guess a newt is real. A half human, half animal. That's bestiality right there. Whoever thought of that one?
Pervert.
I'll show you quickly what a newt is.
It's kind of funny because you call me newt.
I know. Exactly. I told you. And they also played on a whistle. The newt played on a whistle. Newt Hercules. And then I think you got to go in a minute. Mm-hmm. Neat. I'll show you what a newt. Oh, there it is. There's the newt. Want to see the newt? That's the newt. See the newt? Yep. That's what a newt looks like. Half animal, half human. That's what we call bestiality.
That was encouraging people to do bestiality.
I mean, not very good things. A bunch of newts. Newts everywhere. Weird shit out there. Happy Friday.
I hope your baby doesn't come out as a newt, whoever's listening.
Newt. No, don't sleep with animals. That's hard lessons. It's illegal. You'll get jail time. Hard jail time. Don't do that. That's mean.
Maybe the horse was being aggressive. And he should go to jail.
Horse. The only one that might do that would be a bull. And they'd kill you first.
I think a dog would do it too.
No, a dog would not do it.
Dogs hump all the time.
No, they don't hump you for fun. They hump you for
sex.
No.